tickets are on sale right now for The Police with Elvis Costello and the Imposters at the Cricket Wireless Pavilion. It's happening in Phoenix on May 24th. You're with Jenny and Blake.
We'll have some more tickets for you when we get a little bit closer to that show. It's 7:45 right now, 51 degrees, 82 for high today on this leap day.
Oh, going to be beautiful. Maybe you want to head to the movies this weekend. And Dawn is with us from MovieNightTrafficLight.com. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, guys. Yes, I'm so happy. 80-something, 80-anything, I'll take.
Yeah. It's a good night for the drive-in, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. It is getting that season, yep. But if you want to go to the main theaters, there's a couple movies coming out this weekend. One is called The Boleyn Girl, The Other Boleyn Girl. And so apparently back in the 16th century, women were pretty much used as objects to marry off to whatever family would bring their families the most wealth and power.
Sure.
Well, back in the day, King... sure, of course.
We saw that in Titanic.
Right? Is that how you learn your history? Is watching the Titanic.
Isn't that how you learn your
history? Yeah, it is kind of, yeah.
That was a true story.
Oh, wow.
Titanic?
Yeah, except for the love story.
Right,
yeah.
But everything else was shot in the exact time of the sinking of the ship.
Wow. Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, this one, as it turns out, is based on some fact, too, because back in the day, King Henry VIII, he was getting bored with his wife, the queen, because she wouldn't give him a son. So the Boleyn family decided to offer up one of their daughters as kind of a distraction to amuse him as a mistress. And the two daughters are played by Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson. And here's a clip of Natalie kind of working her magic on the king.
Your sister is gone as you wished. Will you give yourself to me now?
No, when you are loyal to me above all others.
But I am.
No, you are loyal to the queen above all others.
I barely see Catherine.
But she sits on a throne beside you. Your right hand in matters of state.
For appearance's sake only.
Still, she is your queen. And ever present.
Yeah.
So we had that premiere last night. Did you see it last night?
No, I've seen it. I saw it previously.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the king is played by Eric Bana. And unfortunately, he is first attracted to the other daughter, who's played by Scarlett Johansson, who is married. So this starts this whole sister rivalry
here's the
thing.
Twist.
Yes,
I was wondering where the twist was.
Exactly. So it gets really intense, and you learn how Natalie actually becomes Queen Anne, and he's eventually beheaded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is based on fact. What we know is actually true in history based on, you know, the movies we've seen, apparently,
just
according
like the
to Blake.
Exactly.
Yeah, and some of it, though, we haven't seen before or heard of before, so you don't know if it's true or not, some of it, but it's pretty darn scandalous, which makes it a very interesting story, and it's beautifully shot, and the actors are all really, really good, Natalie and Scarlett, and, of course, Eric are all really good. And I did learn, being a girl back in the 16th century, a good thing is you get to wear really cool clothes.
Except for that you're all bound up.
Yeah, you are bound up, but it's beautiful. The stuff they wore was really beautiful. But the bad thing is, sorry, Blake, but it's the men. I mean, they totally underestimate the power of the women. It was the women that really shaped the future of the world, which is kind of like today anyway, too. Right,
absolutely.
Jenny? Of course.
Of course.
So this is definitely more of a girls' kind of film, but it is really good. So
is it a good date movie? I was thinking to myself.
It is, because it's probably more appealing to the girls, but it is a good date movie. It's PG-13, so it's not super intense. It is really interesting, and it is beautiful. It is a really beautiful movie, and the acting is really good. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, the other Boleyn girl is a green.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
So do you think any Oscar performances for next year, or maybe wardrobe Oscars, that kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe the costumes.
Costumes.
The movies that are kind of earlier in the year don't usually end up being the Oscar nominees the next year, but the costumes are beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah, so
wonderful.
You never know.
Now we've moved to the opposite spectrum of film.
It's called Semi-Pro. It's actually a moment of history as well, but this one is totally not true at all. It's based in the 1970s, and it stars Will Ferrell, and he owns a basketball team in the American Basketball Association, and it's his big dream for his team to play in the NBA. Well, here's a clip of him finding out that the American Basketball Association is merging with the NBA.
The NBA has agreed to our financial demands, but there is...
You're right, Mom. Destiny. Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
Hey, Jackie, listen to me. Hey, Jackie.
Yes?
Four teams will be absorbed into the NBA next year. The rest of the league will terminate operations.
Exactly. You know it. Wait. Wait, what did you say?
So is his team possibly going to be just...
So what they're going to do is pick the top four teams, so he has to whip his team into shape and actually make them win something so they have a chance to play in the NBA. And you know Will Ferrell from Talladega Nights and Blades of Glory, and he has that...
An elf.
An elf, yes.
Yeah.
And
that
he has that really goofy... yeah, goofball, kind of odd, over-the-top, kind of stupid humor that really, really works. Well, in this movie, it does not work at all. In fact, you heard just now the funniest part of the entire movie. And funniest is
his arms were going numb.
Yeah, yeah. And that was really, I mean, this movie is just a complete mess. I do not know what happened, but it is just a complete mess. And, they say that comedy is all about the timing. You know, you set up the joke, you do the punchline, and you get off the stage. Well, in this movie, I found out what does not work is to kind of set up the joke, have a lame punchline, and never, ever get off
the
stage.
Does he sing in this movie?
No.
Because, you know, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is to sing out loud for all to hear.
Yes, let's go talk about the other movie.
Sorry,
he does do dancing in this movie, though.
So did anybody in the audience laugh? I mean, was there laughter when you were watching the film?
The funny thing is, as far as I could tell, in a totally packed theater, there was one guy in the whole theater that thought this movie was funny. And I got to tell you, though, if that guy is listening right now, what he needs to do this weekend is go see this movie like 20 more times because Will Ferrell
Hopefully
needs him.
Invoke laughter in the
well,
theater.
Well, no one else is going to go see this movie. Oh. They need to make some money off that one guy that thought this movie was funny. It was just horrible. And Woody Harrelson also stars in this movie. And he was also not funny. It's like they didn't, I don't know what they were doing. They like took it too far. And I thought maybe it was just me that was over the whole Will Ferrell kind of humor thing. It's not that. It's just me being over really bad movies. This is just horrible. I didn't talk to anybody except for that one guy that liked this movie.
Huh.
So on our movie night traffic light, unfortunately, semi-pro is a red light.
Now, how about costumes? You seen the Oscars for costumes in this movie?
Yeah. Well, the really super short basketball shorts from back in the
love
day.
That.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You can find all of Dawn's information at our website, 929themountain.com. You click on Jenny and Blake in the morning and movie night traffic. Like Dawn, thanks so much for joining us.